Okay, wel sei. Du sagst nicht, was haben wir Murray, Jakobitsch, so Pilkins, du sagst nicht, was Daniel Schäden, was ihr schon fahren. Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, so this is the last Sunday here till after, like next week is Erev Hashanah, right? We're not gonna have shear on Erev Hashanah. And then the Sunday after that we should have shear, right? The Sunday after that is the Sunday of Friday after Shabbat Shuvah. So that Shabbat Yom Kippur is not on Wednesday, so that should be okay. Right? Give us. Oh, that's right. Here's the thing about the Zoom.
All the secular subjects.
Yeah, secular sound. Look, if you're here, love to. If you live in Yerushalayim, I understand you can't be here. But if you don't live in Yerushalayim, no, I mean, I understand, whatever. If you can be here, obviously it's good to be here. Can't, you can't, but it's always good to be here if you can. Can't have a minion. <That's so. clears throat> Okay, well. Take it day by day, you know what I mean? Okay, so okay, so today's packet is packet Gimel, starting with packet Gimel. And the packet is entitled Minyan Hotzah Shel Tzav B'Chol Hamoed. In other words, what's the gather? In other words, Shabbos, if you write Shnei Osios, you chay Misa, right? If you carry something in the, if you have something in your pocket in the Rosh Hashanah, then you chayav misa. So, and what about, what's the getter of the bracha chol hamoed? So, is anyone going to say, if I turn on the light switch, and I don't really need it, shalom atzorach klal, is it an issur of chol hamoed? So what's the getter of the bracha? We saw the Ramban that if it's not a Dovra, that it's not Tzorach HaMoed, then it's a Doraisa, right? So the Ramban. So let's go slowly and see where this brings us. So let's take a look on the Mishnah in my partner Yud Ches and Beis. Says the Mishnah, Ein kosim shtar chol b'moed. You can't write a shtar chol, like you lend somebody money. You write a shtar that says he owes you the money. So he says you can't write down a chol b'moed. You know, if you're lending somebody money and you don't trust that he's going to pay you back, so you need a shtar. Well, if you have a sofer that needs a little parnassa, he doesn't have what to eat. So if you could hire him to write the shtar, then he would have something to, he'd have some money. So then you could hire him. Ein kosim svarim tefillin mezuzos b'moed. And you can't write svarim tefillin mezuzos b'moed. Vein magin Os achas afilu b'sefer Ezra, and you can't even correct even one os. Rashi says sefer Ezra, sefer shel Ezra, or nishamati Ezra behei perish sefer mugo v'ayav azara shemimenu hayu magim kol sefer gola. Whereas either it was sefer Torah of Ezra. Or it means that Azara, that there was a very accurate Sefer Torah in the Azara, that if somebody needed to compare, to see if there's a mistake in the Sefer Torah, they would compare it to that Sefer. So he's saying that you can be Magia a few little the Sefer Azar. So what, how do you understand that Pshat in Rashi? What does it mean? Does it mean you can't be Magia that Sefer, the Sefer in the Azara? Or you can't be Magia another Sefer based on the Sefer Bazar? Which way do you understand? Well, what do you think, Jake? That you shouldn't be Magia that safe at all. What's the Kiddush? What? That what? Right. So what? That safe at all needs a correction. So what are you not allowed to do in Chol HaMoed? What are you not allowed to do? In other words, you can't fix that model, say for Torah. If something is what the exact thing, so it's a hush of a thing to have that Sefer Torah be fixed. Because that's the sample Sefer Torah, you're saying. That we're going to be correcting other Sefer Torah based on the authenticity of this Sefer Torah. So you might think what Ariel's saying is if it's fading, maybe you should be able to. So he's saying that. Ein agin afilu osachas filu b'sefer azara. Now, so if you take a look at the Me'iri, something interesting in the Me'iri, on page 5. He says, "Recholo shel moed," the end of the line where the arrow is, on page 5 on the left side. "Recholo shel moed ein lo iser hotza u'masoi v'tiltum." He says, Chol HaMoed doesn't have any Isser Hutzah. In other words, you can carry something in the Rishus around him, Chol HaMoed. So there's a big question, whether do you have to check your pockets of Chol HaMoed? Say you have something in your pocket, you know, that you left there last Yovel. You know, it's still there, you know. It's Shalom, some place. You got something and you put it in your pocket. It's been sitting there. So obviously, the Shabbos, if there's no Erev, you have to check. For Yantif, Hotzar Shalom Tzorach is awesome. So you have to check. If there's no Erev, you don't use the Erev. And Chol HaMoed. So he says, no. He says, Embo Yisr Hotzar Masi Vitilto. There's no din hotzah on a Chol HaMoed. So why is that? So one possibility is to say that maybe Chol HaMoed, as we saw before, maybe that's all is only an Isser Tircha. If there's no Tircha, because I have something in my pocket that I'm not going to use, and it's not It's a little tough cloud, but it's no tircha that it's in my pocket, right? If I'm gonna have to schlep a piano from one place to another place, so say someone wants to move, ship a piano someplace. We have a piano here. Imagine if we have to schlep this piano, and it would be a tircha. So that would be, but it's not else the hotzah, it's else the tircha shabbo. Else the tircha shabbo. Now take a look at page 18. Take a look on page 18. So there's a sefer called Orchos Rabbeinu. If you want to see the Sharblat, I like this Xerox, the Sharblat for you fellas, so you could see who the sefer is. On page 16, Orchos Rabbeinu. Take a look. So this is Rav Avraham Har Halevi Horowitz. You know who he is? I believe he's the brother-in-law of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And he was a big Talmid of the Stipler. A big Talmid of the Stipler. So he wrote the volumes of Svarim about all the different hanhagas that he noticed from the Stipler all the years. And then he throws in things from the Chazon Ish also. So look what he writes here on page 18, bottom. Omer li, Mori v'Rabbi is the Stipler. That's all. Shiro es Moran ha-Chazon Ish, Merokin es Kisav b'Cholamoid, Lefnei sheyotza mi'beis ha-Lechov, Shem Uster ha-Tzah shalom tzah chlal b'Cholamoid. That's a tremendous chumrah. He was checking his pockets, like we would check his pockets if you're in a place where you can't carry on Shabbos, so you check your pockets before you leave. So he before he would leave the house on Chol HaMoed, he would check his pockets. So the Omer li Hagon Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita Shashol as Moran. He asked the Chazon Ish, I guess, "Ma tam shemachmir melechas hotzah? Why is he machmir?" For Omer lo heyos v'chazal osur b'cholamod melechas chashuvos. Itiru einu chashuvos. The way you don't learn ma'hein chashuvos. Efter melecha hotzah nami chashuva. Said maybe that's considered a melecha chashuva, but that would assume that certain melechas are would be also even if there's no tircha at all. And that's basically what we have to get down to the root of. We should say, the verse says, Halamoy mishim tircha. But the pashtus is, if there's no tircha, then there should be no malacha. There's no tircha. Just on Shabbos, there are a lot of things that are in Issur d'oraisa, Hizkos Skila, that there's no tircha at all. Because Shabbos, there's certain malachas that the Torah asks, and that's it. And even if there's no tircha, that's what it is. But on Talmud, maybe. Maybe it's a different story on Palomar. But it seems the simple pshat in the Gemara and the Rishonim that if you don't have tircha, then you don't get off the ground. In other words, In other words, even if it's a malacha, but there's no tircha involved. But the Chazon Ish had this chumra that even if there's no tircha involved, if it was considered a malacha chashuva, then he would be machmir not to do it on Chol HaMoed. Still a very big chiddush, because and then the question is to say opening up the light, and it's a situation where it's really not the tzorach. Should be the same thing then. But if it's shalom the tzorach, then but normally we wouldn't necessarily. The minhag olam is clearly not to follow this Chazon Ish, right? To check your pockets when you go into the street on Chol HaMoed, even when there's no Erev or you don't use the Erev. So that's the. That's the story. So we have to look further to see what exactly is the Hagdara of the. So the simple pshat, based on what we've saying till now, that the Hagdara is it has to be something with a tircha, and it could be, as we'll see, that even osachas could be a tircha. Because to be magia osachas, even though it's tircha, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to take a long time. Whereas if you have to fix an osachas and you're a sofer, you know, you have to concentrate, you have to, you know, so it could be that that's could even, that maybe that even considered a tircha. Because for that short amount of time, you have to be very focused. In other words, when you're having stuff in your pockets, or you're opening the light, there's no real tzorach. You're not focused. You don't have to be focused at all. But even it could be, we'll see, but basically some say that even something that you have to be focused on, but it's even for a short amount of time, it will still require, to avoid on Chol HaMoed. Okay, so let's see more on. And take a look at Rav Sternbach at page 20. On left side, the chayav nira, left side of page 20. She is the hatir hotzah shalom tzarch b'pshitas. The kol moed ikar ha'isr tali b'tircha. Kei muvar lehedi b'moy kot moed mishum tircha. U'mokum seida shor rabban. The kol moed is mishum tircha. That's the yisod advar. So if it's mishum tircha, so when tircha doesn't apply, then they weren't gozer. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Say again. If you wait many days, you might lose the Torah. Right. Possibility. So maybe you can say such a thing. Oh.
But is tircha a criterion even the tzorech?
Right. So the question is there a heter if something is the tzorech, if it's tircha? So that's
see, really, I don't have a sukkah. I don't have a sukkah, and I have to build a sukkah. It's a right, big tzorech, but it's
right. If you don't have a sukkah, and you have to build a sukkah, that's a good example. That's an excellent example. Person doesn't have a sukkah, and it's in the middle of Chol HaMoed. He has to build a sukkah. So when we say that it's also to build, we say it's tzarech. Tzarech hayom. Right. Okay, so let's see the story. What are the Gedarim? So let's take a look. There is a safer called the Amudei Or. Yechiel Heller of Suval. Rav David Lifshitz from this yeshiva was the Rav of Suval. And he took over for his, but this Amudei Or was also the Rav of Suval, I guess, years before. So, so let's see what he says here. Okay, well, let's look at the tshuva here on page 11, where we can see all the sources. Levaya tamo shel harif. So sosim b'memra de rabbis. Rabbis says in the Gemara, sichech al gabay movi sheish bo lechi. Words. Say you have a mavoi, an alleyway, that has a lechi. So the verse says kshera. And the riff here on page 9 quotes that halacha. Sichech al gabay movi sheish bo lechi. Kshera. So what is this all about? So look at the Amudei Or here on page 11. Avaya tamo shel harif shesosim b'meimer derabo shicha gabar movi sheish molech u'sheva b'shem demigod havidokan lin shabbos havidokan lin sukkah. Sper me sugi shom dolo miskashra el b'shabbos shebetoch achad to have a migo ma'alya. For example, you have a sukkah that's really not good because it doesn't have enough walls. And a lechi means it's the pole. And you have a pole. And here you have two walls plus this lechi. So two walls is not good enough for a sukkah. And a lechi is not good enough for a sukkah either. But on Shabbos, the lechi helps. So maybe we could say that on the Shabbos of Sukkos, it'll be good. Because once the Lechi is helping to create the third wall for Hilchos Shabbos, then it could create the third wall for Sukkah as well. In other words, so even though if it wouldn't be, say, so that's what the Gemara says. Sicha kabe movi sheish mo lechi ksherim. Shemigo davidofen lein Shabbos, davidofen lein Sukkah. But since Shabbos, you need a third wall. So since it serves as a third wall for Shabbos, it serves as a third wall for Sukkah. Mispayim ha-sukkah shom, lo b'schashom, elu b'shabbos shebetoch ha-chag. In other words, say, you know, like Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Something like that. So, can't carry on Shabbos. But this lechi is going to cause you that you'll be able to carry. So now that could be it wouldn't be good enough for Hilchos Sukkah, lechi. But since it serves as a wall for Hilchos Shabbos, then we should say, Migo da Havidofen Linyan Shabbos, Havidofen Linyan Sukkah. But in the Rif, he doesn't say that. He just says it's kosher. So he doesn't say that it's only on Shabbos. But how can it be kosher? A lechi is not good for a sukkah. One lechi. So I can understand for Shabbos Sukkos, so the lechi is serving as a wall for Shabbos, so we could double dip. We need to have a dofen for Shabbos, have a dofen in the Sukkah. But the Rif is mashma that it's good. Just look what the Rif says. Take a look. The Rif is here on page 9. It doesn't say only on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. It's mashu that it's kosher. So the Rif is mashu that it's kosher up front any day during Sukkos. That the lechi will count for a mechitza, and once it counts for a mechitza, it counts also for the sukkah. Adavar Tzarech Talmud, back in the Amud Or now, page 11, the right side. Adavar Tzarech Talmud, Matam Lach Shira. But I understand, on Shabbos, you need it to count for Mechitza. But you don't need it to count for Mechitza, Chol HaMoed, say. So then it's not counting to permit Tiltul of Chol HaMoed. So then why should it be a good sukkah now? Vine says, Hagirsa Nechon Besugi and the Balmeber who Rabba. When he is Lady Shiva Riv Nechon, the Bates of Pligi Rabba, Yuda, but Rabba Sivir Ever, so the Shabbos in her votes all Yontif. Yuda's the Enoch are more sorry than me and Mitov. The Ash the Esther Hotsal Cloud, Lech as I soon be Yontif, Nakamil Chayav Hotsos of Vonim, Dovashi Evil Tsar Cloud. Right, and Yontif, there's an issue to carry Shalol Tsar Cloud. So you need mechitzas up for Yantif. That's why when you go into, if you're not in a place where you use the Erev, when you go into the street on Yantif, you should check your pockets. In Yantif, you have to check your pockets. The kosher glover has a tshuva. How come minhag olam is people are not checking their pockets? But I always check my pockets in Yantif. If you're in a community that has an Erev and you use the Erev, so then okay. But I always check my pockets on Yontif. V'achi Hilchus, Adyesh Yisra Hotzah B'Yontif. It's just that we say in Yontif, Mitoch Shehutrosh Hoshah Hotzah Shalol Tzarech Ochol Nefesh. Really, Yontif is different than Shabbos because it's a din of Ochol Nefesh. So I can bring the food to your house if we want to eat together. And the Chiddush is mitoch. We hold like Beis Hillel that we say mitoch. That mitoch that hotzah is mutar ochel nefesh, then you can even take the lulav in the street. Even that's not ochel nefesh, because it's tzarech hayom. It has to be tzarech hayom. Das ariv degam lechas kol moed aser in a Torah, medom shem in a oven. Vizeh, hosicha kabi movo sheisho lechi, Sorech Machshiro L'chol HaMoed Shemigo De Havidofen Le'in Hotzah Havidofen Le'in Sukkah L'chach Machshir Harif L'chol HaChad Yitam Migo Oh L'chol Shemoh P'sula Even the L'mahani Alechi Midi of a whole moment, a real soul, seriously, the Mechas Cholomoy Midrabar came Cholomoy like a meal. So that's the question. Would it work for Cholomoy? Because maybe Cholomoy is no Issim outside. So then what do you need to meet? Then you don't need the meal for. So that's the question. So what's the shot of the Rift then? Because the Rift is not Machali. So Rav Sternberg speaks about this on page 20. He says, Shuv Matsasi, second paragraph. Shekem Mavur Lehedya Ramude Or. Shalotzah Shalot Tzor Chosum Ator B'chol Omoy. So he says, that's Pshad in the Ramude Or. What he means to say is that Pshad in the Rif is that Dasarif. Yeah, look on page 11, four lines from the bottom, five lines from the bottom. Dasarif. The gamelech is cholamed also in the Torah. The Torah sheinu of it. Fizeh halo sicha labai boi v'sheish lelech yishayach lachshiro cholamoy b'shemidu gavidov v'linyan otzah. Atir otzah. Torah sheinu tzoruch b'moy. The Torah sheinu of it. He's saying that shot in the riff is. Once you say Pshat in the Rif, is that Hotzah Shalom Tzorah. The Rif says if you have two walls and a lechi, so that's not good for Sukkah. You need at least Shnaim Kol Chosum Shlishis or Tefach. This is not even a Tefach. This is just a lechi, a thin thing. A vertical pole. Tefach high, but the thickness is very small. And yet it's good because we said that since we need the lechi to count for Hotzah purposes, for Shabbos and Yontif, so once it's counting for that, it counts for Sukkah as well. So what about Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed, you don't need anything. You don't need any walls to carry it. So he says no. But the fact that the Rif says that we need that the Sukkah is kosher, even a Chol HaMoed, that means we have the Migo, even a Chol HaMoed, that means that even a Chol HaMoed, you can't carry a Chol HaMoed, because it's Hotzah, Shalom Tzorach.
So he says, the piece says, three lines from hello, Sikha Gavi Mori, Shesha Lechi, Chayach Lachachir, the Chol HaMoed, the Chol HaMoed, the whole, not Chol HaMoed, the Chol HaMoed, the Chol HaMoed, Mishem Migo, the Havidov and Leni Hotzal, Hatir Hotzal, Dovashay Motzar, we yonder the Dovashay no oven, the Cholomoid. Havidov and Leinian Sukulach Shir. Kakmashir and Harif, the Cholacha, we come Migo. So he says the Rith must hold that there's an Isser Hotzan and Cholomoid. So therefore, if there's a Nitzah Hotzah, then you need the Lechi to be Matah that is a Hotzah. And once it's being Matah that is a Hotzah, then it's going to be good for Sukkah as well. Wow.
So he said that if it's something that's not a Dover Ovud, and you're carrying a Chol Moed, he says the Rif would hold a Tosser. Therefore, you need the Lechi to help you out. And what's it helping you out? For halachas of carrying, then it's going to be considered a wall to make your third wall for the Sukkah. So the Amud they are, his explanation of the Rif assumes sort of like what Chazon Ish did, like what Sternberg is pointing out, that there's the Isser Hatzah even on Chol HaMoed. Wow. But still a Chiddush. In other words, just because that's the way he learned Pshat the Rif, still a Chiddush. But that's what, if you're looking at Rav Sternberg again, on page, Shuv Matzasi, she came before Lehedya on the left, right side of page 20. Rav Sternberg writes in Modim Zmanim, says Shuv Matzasi, she came before Lehedya b'Amudei Or, Shotzah Shalolot Tzorch Osu Menat Torah B'Chol Amoid, Miyasha B'Zeh Shitas Arif, the Mekel B'Mechitzes L'Shabbos Sagin L'Sukkah Kol Shiva, the Migu to Havidovel L'Shabbos Havidovel L'Sukkah, because Shalikah Haim Migu El B'Shabbos B'Vah, Tarts the Shitas Arif, Shotzah Shalolot Tzorch Osu Menat Torah B'Yotif. He praised this Chiddush of the Amud Or. Well, you see that he followed it. So he sheish leser hotzah shalol tzorch b'chol moed l'daydo kedai l'achmer kein kim dumani she'ein haminig hayom hachi. He says, the minhag is not like that. Pasha, the minhag is not like that. I told you, the Kodesh Golov has a tshuva. How come people don't check their pockets on yonkers? And he tries to give an answer. But that's on yonkers. But on the rest of the Chol HaMoed, it's... He doesn't write a tshuva. Oh my, it's a question. Why should you have to? In other words, you have to check pockets. If it's going to be a tircha, then even to schlep in your house, you want to move a piano from one room to another. Even that is also to do a chol moed, even though you're not even taking it out of the house, because that's a tircha. But if you have something in your pocket that you don't need, and it's no tirk at all, just there, then it wouldn't be a problem. So the Amudei Or says, because since the Rif didn't say that it's only on Shabbos Chol HaMoed that the Sukkah is good, it's mashma that it's good the whole day, the whole Yom Tov. You have two walls and a lechi. That means that you say the whole yontif, That's what it says. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time, maybe 2 weeks from now, we'll be buying more into Shittas on this matter. But that's the beginning of our discussion about how social and social follow my and what's the story. Okay, everybody, you should all have a good day. Be'ez Hashem. And tomorrow, B'siyata D'Shmaya should be regular Monday schedule. So that means the Nida Shir is at 10 o'clock and the Tzitzis Shir at 1:30. B'ez Hashem, B'siyata D'Shmaya. Okay, have a good day.
Have a good day.